It's here and now, and it's open enrollment season for the Affordable Care Act. Yes, it's still alive, despite the president's and Republicans' attempts to kill it. Here he is on October 17th.
Obamacare is a disaster. It's virtually dead. As far as I'm concerned, it really is dead, and I predicted that a long time ago.
But on November 1st, the first day of open enrollment, more than 200,000 Americans chose a plan. That's twice the number that enrolled on the first day last year. Lori Lodes ran outreach and public education for the Affordable Care Act under President Obama. After the Trump administration cut funding for advertising and educating people about enrollment by 90%, she co-founded the nonprofit Get America Covered with Joshua Peck to try to get the word out. So, Lori, people can sign up for healthcare coverage through healthcare.gov or their state exchanges, and they did. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. I am heartened. One of the things that we were worried about is that the administration had done so little to get the word out about open enrollment and, in fact, had done a lot to undermine it that we didn't know where people were going to be. I think it goes to show it's not about politics for them. Mm-hmm. It's about their lives and about making sure them and their families have the care they need to stay healthy. And then, two, affordable care is available. Trump has talked about, oh, the rates, they're skyrocketing. Obamacare is dead. But the reality is, for most people, healthcare is cheaper this year than ever before.
Well, let's just stay with the cuts to the advertising. The budget was cut from $100 to $10 million. Maybe the advertising isn't needed to get people.
Oh, I would say the exact opposite. What I'm thinking about is, you know, the missed opportunity. If only they were doing everything they needed to do or should be doing to make sure that people get the information they need to get covered, think about what those enrollment numbers would be like. And we still have a long way to go. It's so important that we get the word out to people before December 15th. And we just don't know what the administration is going to do to help get us there.
Well, and by the way, December 15th, we can't say that enough because the Trump administration also cut the enrollment time. It's half as long as it was last year, so people need to know that. Why is advertising so important for healthy people?
It is so important to get younger and healthier people into the marketplace. If you're young, if you're healthy, you might not be thinking about your healthcare coverage right now, unless you are reminded that you have to take action before December 15th and that financial help is available. And so what we want to make sure they know is that 8 out of 10 people qualify for financial help and that most people can find plans for $75 and many of them can even find health plans that cost $0.
Are you worried, though, that the Trump administration also cut the subsidies to insurance companies to help them cover, you know, not the very, very poor, those people are on Medicaid, but the lower income who have this, you know, chance at getting coverage with a subsidy?
Well, the great news is if you qualify for financial help, the financial help you get this year will be more than it was last year or the year before. We're talking by about 75%. And the reason that is because of the Trump administration's decision to not continue making the payments on the cost-sharing reduction. And so what that means is that financial help went up just as much as premiums went up.
Do you think that's a part of it, the reason so many people have signed up, is that it's really dawning on them that it might go away?
Not necessarily that it's going to go away, although we do know that there is a chunk of people who either think the law was repealed or think it could go away. But I think having a year-long conversation about taking it away has made people more cognizant of their life choices and what's happening. And so I think they were maybe more ready this year than they have been in years past.
The Trump administration also gutted the Navigator programs. These are community-oriented organizations who help people sign up. What's the impact there?
You know, it really depends on the city and the state, these community groups who are responsible for doing a lot of the hard work to make sure that people on the ground have the help they need. They sort of have been recommitted. So although their budgets have been cut, although their staffing has been cut, they are really stepping up to the challenge and making sure that they are doing everything this year they can to get people covered.
Now, the Kaiser Family Foundation found about 80% of people looking for this help lacked the confidence to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. A third didn't have internet. 18% needed translation. Remind people, make your pitch. You know, the very, very poor are covered by Medicaid. Many other Americans are lucky enough to have employer insurance. Who should be thinking about this open enrollment?
Honestly, anyone who doesn't have healthcare coverage or who has individual coverage not through healthcare.gov, and healthcare.gov and the state exchanges are the only places you can get healthcare with financial help. And that financial help will lower your monthly premiums. And quite often, depending on what your income is, you could even get additional savings with lower deductibles and lower out-of-pocket expenses. So I think this year, with the options that are available, it is more important than ever that people visit healthcare.gov or visit their state-based exchange to find out what options are available for them, because I think many people are going to be surprised.
Lori Lotus, who ran outreach and public education for the Affordable Care Act under President Obama and is now co-founded Get America Covered. We'll link you at hereandnow.org and some great articles on how to think about choosing insurance if you go to the state exchanges or healthcare.gov. And you must go by December 15th in most states. Lori, thank you.
Thank you so much.